is Lisa Dolan, who is the literacy coach in the Hudson City School District, or is it just the middle school, Lisa?
Just the intermediate school.
I see. I keep calling it the middle school. I'm sorry. And Mark Brenneman is here, the principal in the intermediate school.
Thank you for having me.
We're happy to have you and want to hear more about the Bystander Project, which has to do with bullying or anti-bullying.
Right.
There's a very nice editorial in today's Register Star. And Lisa, why don't we start by you telling us how this project came about?
Sure. A couple of years ago, I think it was in 2009, at the Hudson Children's Book Festival, I met the author James Preller and picked up a copy of the book, read the book, loved it, knew it was the right fit for the students in our school. We brought it back, and the students read it, couldn't put it down. It opened dialogue that was really rich in our classrooms. So when it came out in paperback, we thought about bringing it into our school, and then we had this wonderful gift by the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, this very large grant to bring arts into our school district. And Jeffrey Levitsky, who works with us on behalf of the Berkshire Taconic Foundation, thought that this could work. We could have an adaptation of the book into a play by Concrete Temple Theater. And that's how it all began.
Are they they're a local company, aren't they? Or at least Carlo Adinolfi, who's one of the principals there, is a member of that troupe. I guess they're stationed really in New York.
They are in New York. I think they've been practicing in New York. I think he has a home here in Hudson, but
he has
come up, and he has worked with our students over April break last year, and they're actually putting 10 of our students into the production.
Oh, that's incredible. That's incredible.
It is.
So, Mark, what do you think this, first of all, how are the students being involved in it beyond those that are in the production, and what do you think the effect is going to be or has been so far?
Well, we've looked to involve all of our students. As I know a lot of people are aware, October is a bullying prevention month, and that's one of the things that runs along with us doing Bystander. And we've had all of our sixth grade classes reading Bystander and doing activities that have been driven by Lisa as well as a classroom teacher. And across the school, you know, I could point to so many different things. Our art teacher in grades 3 through 6 has been doing some incredible projects about bullying, posters, and making the students just aware of what bullying is and how to prevent it. And so we've had all of our students involved throughout the month in a large variety of projects. And there have been many other classroom opportunities or classroom activities. But the biggest thing that I see, and I know the guidance counselors and myself see, is the students understanding and having terminology about bullying and understanding what to do when that occurs and really being proactive. And I see a lot of the students doing problem solving amongst themselves and not everything running through the teacher. I think a lot of students have stood up to bullying in our school.
That's really incredible. Lisa, tell us a little bit more about the story of the bystander. Obviously, it's somebody who's standing and watching bullying, I would assume, but...
Absolutely. It's a story about a young boy who is new to a school district. He witnesses some things that he knows are wrong, and he doesn't intervene. And the reason that he doesn't is he is afraid of becoming the next victim.
Right.
So he kind of watches this, and he becomes friends with a group of the bullies, and there really is no resolution at the end of the book, which is kind of different. It doesn't necessarily have a happy ending. It has a real ending. The ending is authentic.
Right.
It's not an ending where you see a bully that gets his just desserts. It's something that our students can relate to.
Well, it must lead to a lot of conversation in the classroom then.
Absolutely, it does. And and we're happy to have those conversations with our students. All of our classrooms are dialogic classrooms, mm-hmm. and we can learn so much from listening to each other.
I'll bet.
Yes.
And so this performance on Friday night is meant to involve the community, I assume, and bring adults into the situation, because we could learn a lot about bullying, too, I believe.
Absolutely. The Hudson Catskill newspapers, the Register Star, has graciously supported this project and has been advertising it in all of their newspapers.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, so it's free. It's open to the public, and we invite people from everywhere to come and see this production. The author is going to come down for it, and we're really pleased about
that. Oh, he's going to be at the
He is going to be at the play, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will he get to speak? We get to meet him in some
Absolutely.
Way?
Absolutely. Afterwards, Great. We'll have him say a few words.
I understand that your mentoring program has been highly successful, too. Mark, tell us a little bit about what's happening with that. That's another way of involving the community.
Yeah. Well, last year, at the beginning of the year, Lisa came to me and said, I have a great idea of something we want to do for the students. We want to hook them up with mentors and have someone for them to develop a relationship with, an adult, to develop a solid relationship with, to help them to do better here at school.
You mean someone who is not their parent?
That's correct. So we decided to go forward with the mentoring program. We looked at, there's a model in Washington, D.C., that where there's a lot of senators and other popular or powerful people in Washington who have mentors they meet with on a regular basis, or mentees. So we looked at that model and really thought it was something that we would like to do. So
actually, I think some of our congressmen may need mentors of their own, so that slip was very apt.
And so we now have 90 mentors meeting with students one time a week over lunch, and they read and they talk, and it's just been such a rich opportunity for not only the students, but the adults as well. We've had students who this summer had the opportunity to go to their first baseball game, who their mentor has taken them to do just a wide variety of things, and we're just so happy with what has gone on and the successes that we've seen with students. We've seen some real turnarounds where students were struggling academically, and having that mentor has really had a positive effect on their life. And I always throw this pitch in there. Anyone who would ever be interested in mentoring can always contact us at the school. We're always looking for more mentors.
That's wonderful. And this is apparently leading to something called Partners in Education. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, we really at the intermediate school want to have the community and parents involved as much as possible. So in meeting with teachers at the intermediate school, we decided that what we would do is six times this year we would have meetings in public places. We had our first meeting at the Opera House in the middle of October, where we talked about bullying, and we talked about bystander, and we had a round table of myself and our guidance department talking about things that parents can do to help their students feel supported and what we're doing in school to prevent bullying. Our next Partners in Education meeting is going to be at the Towers here in Hudson, and it's going to be from 6 till about 7:30.
At Bliss Towers?
Yes, at Bliss Towers. And what we're going to have is we're going to have a student showcase where we're going to have our jazz band performing. We're going to have students showing off what they've done throughout the year so far, as well as a short informational piece from me to talk about, you know, how to help our kids be successful. And then we're really going to open it up to questions and conversation so that we can engage the community and the community can have a voice in the school, which is what we really want.
Great. Lisa, before we're going to have to stop pretty soon, but before we do that, tell us a little bit more about the Berkshire Taconic Grant and how it's being used and what the goal is.
Sure. The goal of the grant is actually to infuse the arts into all of our schools in Hudson. And it's been a wonderful gift for us. We actually have It's being used in all of our schools. At John L. Edwards, they've used their funding for a program called Cruising the Community, where they've actually gone out to all of the places like Owana and TSL, the Opera House, and had the opportunities to do some really wonderful projects there. In our school, it's the Bystander Project. They purchased the books for us. The author, James Preller, came and talked to our students. It's been really a wonderful thing. In the 7-8 building last year, they had a chance to work with Henry Hirsch and came up with a song, our very own song, for the Hudson Children's Book Festival. And it was actually done in his studio under his wonderful guidance. And in the high school, through arts, through the art classes, they purchased bamboo boards and have done some really beautiful artwork.
Bamboo boards?
Right. I don't know. I can't help
made
you.
Made out of bamboo, one assumes.
Do you know?
I think that would be boards made out of bamboo.
So it was something that the art department really wanted. And we've seen some beautiful artwork there. They visited Mass MoCA, different museums. The foundation grant has been a really large gift to us. It lets us take advantage of these ancillary things that otherwise, because of funding, we might not be able to take advantage of.
Yeah, it's incredible. And you've brought in other funding to even amplify the Berkshire Taconic grant, right?
Sure. The Hudson River Bank and Trust Company helps us tremendously. They fund the mentoring program.
Right.
They give us free books for the Hudson Children's Book Festival so that every person that walks through the door.
And the Hudson Children's Book Festival, I have to say, it's been running for 3 years now, is it?
This will be our fourth annual on May 5th.
And this is Lisa's godchild, and that's how we met, I think.
And Maria Suttmeyer, it's our baby, I guess you'd say.
But how many people came to the last one?
It was in the thousands.
It was thousands.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that people have responded so to that.
Yeah. We had over 100 children's authors and illustrators from all over the country last year.
Incredible.
And I'm really pleased to announce that on May 5th, we have Jacqueline Woodson joining us. She's a great award-winning children's author.
Right. So let's just say to the audience that if they want to get involved in any of this, they're welcome. And how do they do that? Who do they call?
They would call us at the school, and that's 828-4360, and it's extension 1112. And they can also go to the website for the Hudson City School District, which is HudsonCitySchoolDistrict.com, and look at the intermediate school webpage for contact information.
Great. And come see The Bystander Friday night at the intermediate school on Harry Howard Avenue. I'm really eager to see this. I think it's going to be really interesting.
We are too. We're really excited.
Yeah.
And we hope to see everyone at 6:30 on Friday.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in. I think we can go out with the song that you talked about that Henry Hirsch worked with the kids. I've heard it on WGXC before, and Sarah is prepared to play it right now. So.
Oh, that's so great.
Yep. Here
Thank
we go.
Thank you so much.
Go anywhere in the pages of a book. Do anything, but you gotta take a